This is A Course in Miracles. It is your path of enlightenment. It is your journey without distance in the space of an instant of reality. It is a required course. Only the time you take it is voluntary. Free will does not mean that you can establish the curriculum. It means only that you can elect what you want to take at a given time. This course does not aim at teaching the meaning of love, for that is beyond what can be taught. It does aim, however, at removing the blocks to the awareness of love's presence, which is your natural inheritance. The opposite of love is fear, but what is all-encompassing can have no opposite. This Course in Miracles can therefore be summed up very simply in this way. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. When you are fearful, you are non-existent. In truth, this fearful world does not exist at all. Herein lies the peace of God. This Course in Miracles presents the inevitable possibility of the eternal singular reality of life. Now to the practice of the transformation of your mind. This, the workbook of A Course in Miracles. A theoretical foundation, such as was presented in the text, is necessary as a framework to make the exercises that we now intend to begin meaningful. Yet it is doing the exercises that will make the goal of the course possible. An untrained mind can accomplish nothing. This workbook, this provision of training that you are undertaking, is divided into two main sections. First, we're going to deal with the undoing of the way that you see now, and second, with the acquisition of true perception. Here is our purpose. The purpose in what we will perform on this video and in this workbook is to train your mind in a systematic way to a different perception of everyone and everything in the world. Listen, transfer of training in true perception does not proceed as does transfer of the training of the world. If true perception has been achieved in connection with any person, situation, or event, total transfer to everyone and everything is certain. On the other hand, one exception held apart from true perception makes its accomplishment anywhere impossible. The very nature of true perception is that it has no limits. It is the opposite of the way that you see now. In this practice that we are about to begin, some of the lessons you will find hard to believe, and others may seem to be quite startling. This does not matter. You are merely asked to apply the ideas as you are directed to do. You are not asked to judge them at all. You are asked only to use them. It is their use that will give them meaning to you and will show you that they are true. Remember only this. You need not believe the ideas. You need not accept them, and you need not even welcome them. Some of them you may actively resist. None of this will matter or decrease their efficacy. The only thing we ask is that you don't make any exceptions on a moment-by-moment basis as you apply these lessons of this Course in Miracles. Here now begins the mind training. So it's the mind training of A Course in Miracles once again, and you've decided to subject yourself to a continuing process of an alternative in your own conceptual self-identity that is describing initially to you a new way that you can look at yourself in relationship with this world and the universe that is out there waiting for your attention. Those of you who have seen our previous videos are aware that I have been described in the idea of this mind training as an advanced teacher. It's important that you understand that our definition of advancement is based solely on my own realization of what I am in my relationship with God and this community of dark form that has held me. So that when you come into my presence now, and we're going to take some steps here, if you'd like to take them with me, we're going to take some steps in the mind training that are going to lead us to some very fundamental ideas about how it is possible to apply our self-awareness in a relationship with reality based on eternal life that'll show us that we are as God created us. And that's quite a step. And it involves the first 50 lessons that we did in the mind training that indicated to you that the world out there was not actually real at all. That everything that you saw was just a projection of your own mind, which in truth had no reality. The same idea is saying that you've been asleep in your dream and that the reflections you've been getting in your own memories were always over and gone. It's as though you're trapped. You've been trapped in space-time. So we moved on to the ideas in the lessons of the 60s and 70s to the admission that you are actually the light of the world. That is, whatever procedure you employ in order to hold the defenses of your dark form in the idea of sequential light, that is the idea you could remain static in a creative universe, the solution that I gave you was that the light is contained within you and that the power of the decision to be who you really are has always been available to you, and the attention of that certainty has now been called to you as a call for the necessity for you to acknowledge that this little place that has confined you to the idea of this body form, first, no longer attract you, second, that available within you right now at this time and place is the complete alternative. So that got us up to what we termed the late 70s. Remember the heavenly 70s that we did? The late 70s, which you may or may not see on a video, said very simply, that the problem that you thought you had in your relationship with yourself has already been solved. But your attention to the single problem that you experienced in not being able to identify yourself was the simple admission that through a decision of the power of your mind with the capacity to exercise your certainty of creative reality, you could come to know who you are. We're going to take just a minute and we're going to go back real quickly and show you a scroll of the titles of the lessons of the 60s and the 70s in this mind training procedure. We've described before, whereas you read the titles, those of you who have been in this space-time before with me, begin to have very rapid converting ideas in your own conceptual self about the immediacy of the alternative of the light that is all around you. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Let's take just a moment to look at the 60s and the 70s. I am the light of the world. Forgiveness is my function as the light of the world. The light of the world brings peace to every mind through my forgiveness. Let me not forget my function. My only function is the one God gave me. My happiness and my function are one. Love created me like itself. Love holds no grievances. My grievances hide the light of the world in me. My salvation comes from me. Only God's plan for salvation will work. Holding grievances is an attack on God's plan for salvation. I will there be light. There is no will but God's. The light has come. I am under no laws but God's. I am entitled to miracles. Let miracles replace all grievances. Let me recognize the problem so it can be solved. Let me recognize my problems have been solved. So for many of you now, this is a momentous discovery that contained within all of your definitions of the littleness of your conceptual ideas about yourself was actually the strength of the mind of your Creator to remember within the old framework of your self-identity a complete alternative. The admission somehow within the idea that you occupied a body that contained in the wholeness of your space-time location was a complete and instantaneous alternative. A Course in Miracles is a necessary course in the conversion of the species of man, which you identify as Homo sapien, in the very simple admission of the realization of an alternative that must be available to you in the idea that you don't know who you are. The idea that your self-containment or identity has held you in a bondage of a reflection of the images of your own mind are why you have needed this procedure to allow you for just a moment to release those defenses of your own mind so you can see that all around you has always been the true light of creative reality. The beginning of the lessons that we're going to begin now, lesson number 91, is going to say that miracles, the miracle of the sudden wholeness of you in the realization of the entire conversion of your body form, are seen in light. But it's very important that you understand that when we express the term light, we are not talking about the narrow range of the definition of your defined weakness in your limited attempt to change the previous conceptions of your own mind. These two lessons are going to describe to you what any whole mind really feels about your condition of being blind, deaf, and dumb in that sense. The restrictions that you have imposed on yourself in order to defend the what you think is your reality. The basic admission, and the reason you've come with me, is you're going to stand here with me now just for a moment, and you're going to say, why would I be concerned about that? I have learned through the practice of the transformation of my mind that this old world was always going to be over and gone no matter what I did with it. I could get back, I could grab it, I could hold it, I could keep the grievance that I had somehow lost something within my own image association. But the fact of the matter, until I began to have an experience of the light that was all around me, I could not know the miracle of the truth that, of what I am in this moment of space and time. So the application of the idea of light is going to include perspectives of definitions of how we look at light as a creative source of reality that you cannot not be a whole part of. And that's what we're going to try to show you as we continue with this emotional involvement in the privacy of your watching this video in this time and in this place, that after we're going to show you, we'll take just a minute now, we'll show you lessons 91 and 92. We're going to come back and take a look at them in the reference to the truth of the power of your mind that's available to you in the idea of the conversion from how you have defined yourself to the entirety of the totality of eternal life. Let's watch together then from this mind training of A Course in Miracles, lessons 91 and 92. Here then the lesson of which we speak, lesson 91, that says that miracles are seen in light. It is important to remember that miracles and vision necessarily go together. This needs repeating and frequent repeating. It is a central idea in your new thought system and the perception that it produces. The miracle is always there. Its presence is not caused by your vision. Its absence is not the result of your failure to see. It is only your awareness of miracles that is affected. You will see them in the light. You will not see them in the dark. To you, then, light is critical. While you remain in darkness, the miracle remains unseen. Thus, you are convinced it is not there. This follows from the premises from which the darkness comes. Denial of light leads to failure to perceive it. Failure to perceive light is to perceive darkness. The light is useless to you then, even though it's there. You cannot use it because its presence is unknown to you. And the seeming reality of the darkness makes the idea of light meaningless. To be told that what you do not see is there sounds like insanity. It's very difficult to become convinced that it is insanity not to see what is there and to see what is not there instead. You do not doubt that the body's eyes can see. You do not doubt the images they show you are reality. Your faith lies in the darkness, not the light. How can this be reversed? For you, it is impossible, but you are not alone in this. Your efforts, however little they may be, have strong support. Did you but realize how great this strength, your doubts would vanish. Today, we'll devote ourselves to the attempt to let you feel this strength. When you have felt the strength in you, which makes all miracles within your easy reach, you will not doubt. The miracles your sense of weakness hides will leap into awareness as you feel the strength in you. Three times today, set aside about 10 minutes for a quiet time in which you try to leave your weakness behind. This is accomplished very simply as you instruct yourself that you're not a body. Faith goes to what you want, and you instruct your mind accordingly. Your will remains your teacher, and your will has all the strength to do what it desires. You can escape the body if you choose. You can experience the strength in you. Begin the longer practice periods with this statement of true cause and effect. Miracles are seen in light. The body's eyes do not perceive the light. But I am not a body. What am I? The question with which this statement ends is needed for our exercise today. What you think you are is a belief to be undone. But what you really are must be revealed to you. The belief you are a body calls for correction, being a mistake. The truth of what you are calls on the strength in you to bring to your awareness what the mistake conceals. If you are not a body, what are you? You need to be aware of what the Holy Spirit uses to replace the image of a body in your mind. You need to feel something to put your faith in as you lift it from the body. You need a real experience of something else, something more solid and more sure, more worthy of your faith, and really there. If you're not a body, what are you? Ask this honestly, and then devote several minutes to allowing your mistaken thoughts about your attributes to be corrected. Let's say, for example, I am not weak but strong. I am not helpless but all-powerful. I am not limited but unlimited. I am not doubtful but certain. I am not an illusion but a reality. I cannot see in darkness but in light. In the second phase of the exercise period, try to experience these truths about yourself. Concentrate particularly on the experience of strength. Remember that all sense of weakness is associated with the belief you are a body, a belief that is mistaken and deserves no faith. Try to remove your faith from it, if only for a moment. You will be accustomed to keeping faith with the more worthy in you as we go along. Relax for the rest of the practice period, confident your efforts, however meager, are fully supported by the strength of God and all His thoughts. It is from them that your strength will come. It is through their strong support that you will feel the strength in you. They are united with you in this practice period in which you share a purpose like their own. Theirs is the light in which you will see miracles because their strength is yours. Their strength becomes your eyes that you may see. So remember that miracles are seen in light. As we move to lesson 92, which says simply, miracles are seen in light, and that light and strength are one. The idea for today is an extension of the previous one. You do not think of light in terms of strength and darkness in terms of weakness. That is because your idea of what seeing means is tied up with the body and its eyes and brain. Thus, you believe that you can change what you see by putting little bits of glass before your eyes. This is among the many magical beliefs that come from the conviction you are a body and that the body's eyes can actually see. You also believe the body's brain can think. If you but understood the nature of thought, you could but laugh at this insane idea. It is as if you thought you held the match that lights the sun and gives it all its warmth, or that you held the world within your hand securely bound until you let it go. Yet this is no more foolish than to believe the body's eyes can see, or that your brain can think. It is God's strength in you that is the light in which you see, as it is His mind with which you think. His strength denies your weakness. It is your weakness that sees through the body's eyes, peering about in darkness to behold the likeness of itself, the small, the weak, the sickly, the dying, those in need, the helpless and afraid, the sad, the poor, the starving, the joyless. These are seen through eyes that cannot see and cannot bless. Strength overlooks these things by seeing past appearances. It keeps its steady gaze upon the light that lies beyond them. It unites with light of which it is a part. It sees itself. It brings the light in which yourself appears. In darkness, you perceive a self that is not there. Strength is the truth about you. Weakness is an idol falsely worshipped and adored, that strength may be dispelled and darkness rule where God appointed that there should be light. Strength comes from truth and shines with light its source has given it. Weakness reflects the darkness of its maker. It is sick and looks on sickness, which is like itself. Truth is a savior and can only will for happiness and peace for everyone. It gives its strength to everyone who asks in limitless supply. It sees that lack in anyone would be lack in all, and so it gives its light that all may see and benefit as one. Its strength is shared that it may bring to all the miracle in which they will unite in purpose and in forgiveness and in love. Weakness, which looks in darkness, cannot see a purpose in forgiveness and in love. It sees all others different from itself and nothing in the world that it would share. It judges and it condemns, but it does not love. In darkness, it remains to hide itself and dreams that it is strong and conquering, a victor over limitations that but grow in darkness to enormous size. It fears and it attacks and hates itself, and darkness covers everything that it sees, leaving its dreams as fearful as itself. No miracles are here, but only hate. It separates itself from what it sees, while light and strength perceive themselves as one. The light of strength is not the light you see. It does not change and flicker and go out. It does not shift from night to day and back to darkness till the morning comes again. The light of strength is constant, sure as love, forever glad to give itself away because it cannot give but to itself. No one can ask in vain to share its sight, and none who enters its abode can leave without a miracle before his eyes and strength and light abiding in his heart. The strength in you will offer you the light and guide your seeing so you do not dwell on idle shadows that the body's eyes provide for self-deception. Strength and light unite in you, and where they meet, yourself stands ready to embrace you as its own. Such is the meeting place we try today to find and rest in, for the peace of God is where yourself, his son, is waiting now to meet itself again and be as one. Let yourself be brought unto yourself today. Its strength will be the light in which the gift of sight is given you. Leave then the dark a little while today, and we will practice seeing in the light, closing the body's eyes, and asking truth to show us how to find the meeting place of self and self, where light and strength are one. For indeed, miracles are seen in light, and light and strength are one. So we're faced with the inevitable solution to your problem with a very simple declaration that miracles, an instant conversion, and the complete disappearance of this objective association can not only be seen by you instantly, but as you represent yourself in your own limitation, actually have nothing to do with the miracle at all. A miracle of light, the creative reality of God, will not be seen by you in the new vision of the expression of yourself. The idea of a complete miracle, the realization of the strength and power of your mind to demonstrate eternal life in a creative capacity that is inherent in you, is what you are. In the literal sense, It had nothing to do with what you think you are sitting right out there with me now. This is the time and place where the realization and admission through fear of the entirety of your momentary separation contained within the dark form that defined you had nothing whatsoever to do with eternal life. It's basically the same conceptual idea that time, sequential time, the idea of temporalness, the idea that you could come here and occupy a body and then be gone, certainly could have nothing to do with eternal life. The procedure by which you have previously defined yourself has allowed you, using words like eternity, to feel in your own mind that somehow eternity is a long time. Not true. All time is going on here and now, at this time, in its complete, in your complete, and its complete availability to you, in the instantaneous moment of the realization that's being offered you right now. So the descriptions of Lesson 91 in this course actually describe how you may decide at this moment to reveal to yourself the true you if you choose to do it. Would you like to look at a couple of them with me? Want to practice this for a minute? First, try to release your conceptual description of what you actually think is happening here. Will you do that with me? Remember, this was in the training. Remember, you brought yourself in here when you came, didn't you? And here you are occupying this body. You see me as a reflection of your own mind, as a definition of how you want to view me in relationship with yourself. None of it is true. It's only the images of your own correspondence in an attempt to hold you in the dark form. All right? Shall we try it together? Let's look at the first admonition in the lesson. It says, watch it, say it with me. I am not weak, but strong. Notice that it doesn't say, I am not weak, but I am strong. It says, I am not weak, but strong. It's the entire opposite of the idea of weakness. In a particular sense, you should be able to see with me that strength has no opposition. Power does not oppose. The idea of weakness has no reality in the sense that it would be something other than the entire power that I am showing you now within your own mind. Should we try one more? Let's try another one over here. I'll look and see what it says at the monitor here because I have written what I'm going to say. This one says, I am not helpless, but all-powerful. Watch it. I am not helpless. Look at me. Don't try to show me your helplessness. You are all-powerful. Remember Master Jesus, our teacher, my Savior, said to you, what did he say? Bible students, what did he say? All power is given unto you in heaven and earth. Your definition of your own weakness means nothing to me in the certainty that we share all of the power there could ever be. Say it to me again. Okay. I am not weak, but all powerful. Look at me. Don't try to show me that littleness of you. All power is given unto you in heaven and earth. There is nothing at this moment of the miracle when the light is revealed to us that we do not share with all the universe. I am not weak, but all-powerful. Okay? The next idea that we'll present you with combines the idea of power and weakness with the idea of limitedness, that is, being contained in time and distance and space, with the certainty that as you were created by God, you are totally unlimited. Okay? So it's going to read, I am not limited, but unlimited. At this time and in this place, you are being offered the certainty that the expression there of the power of your mind is totally unlimited in its association with eternal life. The limits, as I look at you as a human condition, that you have imposed on yourself, okay, in order to remain within the containment of the expansion of your mind from the dark form, from the littleness of you, contained within, what do you call it in astrophysics, the event horizon. You are limited by a continuing definition of yourself that restricts you to a retraction based on the fear of the inevitability of your unlimitedness. The best solution to the idea of being unlimited is to understand that even at the speed of light, all space-time is actually over. Any idea of acceleration in light will set limits in you in regard to the speed. It also involves the idea that you would have to start from a single presence of containment. That is a static condition in which the potential for the alternative could be used in order to become an entirety of light. What you've learned from me is that's not true. Darkness and dark form contains itself within its own restrictions. Any ideas of the speed of light, regardless of its velocity, will always be determinations on your part to limit yourself to your previous location within time for fear of expressing the entirety of what you are, which would be the complete absence of any idea that you have about yourself. So that's the idea of limit and limitedness. Now, because you feel that you are limited in the containment of your own mind, as justified by all these phantom figures that appear to be out there, the next lesson that appeared on the video was, I am not doubtful, but certain. See it right here? Say that. Would you like to say that to me? Here, now it's written for you. I want you to say that to me. Just for a second, you say, I am not doubtful. You don't doubt anymore? What are you? You're certain. Are you certain that you're certain, or do you still doubt it? The alternative to being doubtful about yourself is the certainty of your creative reality. It's the certainty that two more lessons are going to tell you that you are whole as God has created you. What could give you more certainty in the expression of yourself that you are what universal mind is? First of all, the idea that you could even doubt it is impossible, because if there's one premise that we know within this mind training, that doubt is an impossible situation placed by yourself on yourself because of the fear of your true identity. So what does this say here? I am not doubtful, but certain. The next important one that was contained in the idea that miracles are seen in light is very simply that I am not an illusion, but a reality. You've accepted from me the fundamental premise that this world is an illusion. Okay? You want to try it with me? I hope this doesn't offend you too much. The fact of the matter is, this world was over and gone a long time ago. The idea that you would remain, as you've identified yourself, in a constant illusionary reassociation of the forms of your memory patterns of identity are totally meaningless. Okay. You are not an illusion. Okay. You are a reality. We share the reality of eternal life together. My offering to you through this mind training is the certainty of your whole mind, which we share at this moment in space and time. Say that to me. I am not illusion. I am not an illusion of this world as I have been identified by my continued objective determination to let this world define who I am. I am not an illusion. I am a reality. Here's a crucial element. This was also contained in the little video program that we saw. I cannot see in darkness, but in light. If I can get you to admit with me that your conceptual associations with yourself represented dark form, slow, fearful identities of the illusion of the projection of your own mind, you'll stop trying to take memory ideas of separation and construct them as an opposite or a replication of what you really are. So what did this lesson tell us then? That miracles are seen in light. 92 repeats the idea that miracles are seen in light, but adds the idea that light and strength are one. The simple admission that the energy of the universe is a whole part of what you are in this identity of our relationship has at this time and place brought you to a point where if you continue in this fashion, this world will be over and gone. Because in fact, this world is over and gone. So this Course in Miracles has led you to a point where as I share with you the certainty of this message coming from our Savior, Jesus Christ, coming from out of time, offering us a continuing resurrection of our body form in our certainty that it was an illusion, and that we may at this moment appear anywhere within the entire frame of space-time and bring with us, as we did previously, aggregations of the reflection of our own mind. The question is not that. The question is, why would you, through the momentary amnesia that you suffered from by non-recognition of yourself, not want the solution that I'm offering you? And that's going to be one of the next two lessons we're going to look at. Lesson 93 that we'll look at right now is going to say that light and joy and peace abide in me. The use of the word abide, which is one of the testament words that Jesus so loved to apply in Aramaic, the idea that the entire Christ of you lives, abides, is with you, stops by, informs you of certainty, demonstrates the strength of you. That whole idea is contained in the idea that the light and strength and love abide in you. And there's a rhetorical question in this lesson that I'm going to come back and talk to you about. I'll let you take a look at it first. Well, maybe I'll give you an idea. What it says is, why aren't you happy to hear this? Huh? You're at a point now where you're being confronted with the idea of the strength of your own mind. And the Course, through this whole mind, never misses an opportunity to offer you a conclusion that you have heretofore refused to accept, with a request to know why you simply don't admit that you're perfect and whole as God created you. This is lesson 93. Let's watch it together. Here's a key lesson that's the truth of the whole matter. It's lesson 93. It says that light and joy and peace abide in me. You think you are the home of evil, of darkness and sin. You think if anyone could see the truth about you, he would be repelled, recoiling from you as if from a poisonous snake. You think if what is true about you were revealed to you, you would be struck with horror so intense that you would rush to death by your own hand. living on after seeing this being impossible. These are beliefs so firmly fixed that it is difficult to help you see that they are based on nothing. That you have made mistakes is obvious. That you have sought salvation in strange ways, have been deceived, deceiving and afraid of foolish fantasies and savage dreams, and have bowed down to idols made of dust. All this is true by what you now believe. Today we question this not from the point of view of what you think, but from a very different reference point from which such idle thoughts are meaningless. These thoughts are not according to God's will. These weird beliefs he does not share with you. This is enough to prove that they are wrong, but you do not perceive that this is so. Why would you not be overjoyed to be assured that all the evil that you think you did was never done, and that all your sins are nothing, that you are as pure and holy as you were created, and that light and joy and peace abide in you? Your image of yourself cannot withstand the will of God. You think that this is death, but it is life. You think you are destroyed, but you are saved. The self you make is not the Son of God. Therefore, this self does not exist at all, and anything it seems to do and think means nothing. Listen, it is neither bad nor good. It is unreal, and nothing more than that. It does not battle with the Son of God. It does not hurt him nor attack his peace. It has not changed creation nor reduced eternal sinlessness to sin and love to hate. What power can this self you make possess when it would contradict the will of God? Listen, your sinlessness is guaranteed by God. Over and over, this must be repeated until it is accepted. It is true. Your sinlessness is guaranteed by God. Nothing can touch it or change what God created as eternal. The self you made, evil and full of sin, is meaningless. Your sinlessness is guaranteed by God, and light and joy and peace abide in you. Salvation requires the acceptance of but one thought. You are as God created you, not what you made of yourself. Whatever evil you may think you did, you are as God created you. Whatever mistakes you made, the truth about you is unchanged. Creation is eternal and unalterable. Your sinlessness is guaranteed by God. You are and will forever be exactly as you were created. Light and joy and peace abide in you because God put them there. Light and joy and peace abide in me. My sinlessness is guaranteed by God. You are what God created or what you made. One self is true, the other is not there. Try to experience the unity of your one self. Try to appreciate its holiness and the love from which it was created. Try not to interfere with the self which God created as you by hiding its majesty behind the tiny idols of evil and sinfulness you have made to replace it. Let it come into its own. Here you are. This is you. And light and joy and peace abide in you because this is so. Once more, repeat together. Light and joy and peace abide in me. My sinlessness is guaranteed by God. You can do much for the world's salvation today. You can do much today to bring you closer to the part in salvation that God has assigned to you. And you can do much today to bring the conviction to your mind that the idea for the day is true indeed. And now very truly the whole condition of the matter, lesson 94. I am as God created me. Today we continue with the one idea which brings complete salvation. the one statement which makes all forms of temptation powerless, the one thought which renders the ego silent and entirely undone. You are as God created you. The sounds of this world are still. The sights of this world disappear, and all the thoughts that this world ever held are wiped away forever by this one idea. Here is salvation accomplished. Here is sanity restored to you. True light is strength, and strength is sinlessness. If you remain as God created you, you must be strong, and light must be in you. He who ensured your sinlessness must be the guarantee of strength and light as well. You are as God created you. Darkness cannot obscure the glory of God's Son. You stand in light, strong in the sinlessness in which you were created and in which you will remain throughout all eternity. I am as God created me. I am His Son eternally. Now try to reach the Son of God in you. This is the self that never sinned nor made an image to replace reality. This is the self that never left its home in God to walk the world uncertainly. This is the self that knows no fear, nor could conceive of loss or suffering or death. Nothing is required of you to reach this goal except to lay all idols and self-images aside and go past the list of attributes, both good and bad, you have ascribed to yourself, and wait in silent expectancy for the truth. God has Himself promised that it will be revealed to all who ask for it. You are asking now. You cannot fail, because He cannot fail. I am as God created me. I am His Son eternally. Make every effort to do this in your hourly exercises today. Each one you do will be a giant stride toward your release and a milestone in learning the thought system which this course sets forth. So all of the love of the universe and all of the joy and all of the peace abide with us in this shared moment of our reality continuously in the momentary admission that we wanted the solution. You'll notice that we added lesson 94 onto that, because the whole solution to any problem that you ever would have had with this training is the very simple declaration that I am as God created me. You want to try that with me? Huh? Why don't you say that to me, and then we'll come back to the idea of abiding. Say to me, I am as God created me. Okay? I am as God created me. Thank you. Yes. We all are, and everything in the universe is as God created us. See how simple the solution is. If it's not necessary for us to verify in ourselves alternatives based on the momentary separation that allowed us the insane idea that what the human condition, what you believe and what this world believes is life, could possibly be connected to eternal reality. So the question that arose on that lesson was, why aren't you happy to hear that you're perfect and whole? Why aren't you glad to hear that this world is over and gone? Why doesn't the prospect that I am here with you now okay, excite you in the realization that through the practice, through the training of the reality that can be reached instantaneously by you in this body form is available to you. I guess your response would be, I don't believe it. Okay. It's important that you understand, I am aware of the strength of your belief system, human being. Having had the experience of the necessity for the assertion of myself in the determination of the result I wanted in this world, I'm very much aware of the goals that you search for within the limitation of yourself in the belief that you actually are weak and become strong, can become strong, that you are uncertain and could become certain. Not true. It's impossible, as you have defined yourself in the dark form, that you can find the entirety of the solution of who you are. Why? You are already as God created you. Once more, you are already as God created you. You have been living in a factory, which is not a factory, although it's manufactured by you, in a fabric of light form that has given you a designation of the idea of the entirety of this condition of evolution from time to eternity without the admission of the instantaneous nature of that evolvement. The simple admission that if God is whole and perfect, there is one unity in all the universe, and you cannot not be a whole part of that. So are you glad to hear it? Or are you going to ask me for proof of it? Would you like to take the step with me that asking me as a projection of your old form is the way that you keep from hearing the answer? Your demands that I explain to you the nature of your own reality are the methods that you employ to keep from hearing who you are. Okay? It's impossible that at this moment, in this holy instant of reality, you and I are not sharing the next lesson, which is going to say very simply that there is one mind and that we share with God. My Savior Jesus, in his testament, so often in his momentary appearance in time, describes his certainty that his self is yourself, and offers you through the auspices of his whole mind the certainty that you are whole along with him. That's what I'm offering now. Now, your belief in your own saviorship or in myself as I am energetically representing myself to you are not necessary for it to be true. It is going to be true that there is one life and that you share with God, whether you believe it or not. The application of your revenge motivation to deny through obstacles of your own mind from seeing that you are whole and perfect are just insane attempts to continue with the illusionary factor of temporal identity in which you previously identified yourself. So that's going to be pretty much our lessons for today. We've embarked on a whole new idea that along with being the light of the world in this mind training, that the strength of God, the harmony, the love, the joy, the certainty of the possibility of a divine relationship with each other, which is the basic teachings of this course. I'd like to remind you that the fundamental requirement for your recognition of yourself is the forgiveness of the ancient hate and animosity and acrimony that you have held in your own mind in order to take revenge on why you find yourself in this dark form. The element of forgiveness that we now employ immediately brightens our relationship with each other because it gives us a common purpose in our individual discovery of the solution. I have discovered through revelation the solution of the idea that I individually could have been separate from God. I am certain in that revealing that you were included as a previous projection of my mind. This is the teachings of the workbook of A Course in Miracles. You've progressed now sufficiently with me in this image making to allow me to share with you, as the light of the world, the certainty that we share a common cause and a common purpose. And that's what's making you so happy. See the solution that's been offered you? Not that you're gone from here, because that's of certainty. But if you are here, the certainty that you have a new reason for being here. And that's to escape from the illusion of the dark form that this world represented to you. An idea of separation that is over and gone. So what a privilege that I could be with you in this mind training, and the joy of the thousands, millions as I understand it now, that have come to know this through their own admission of the possibility and the realization of their own enlightenment. This is exciting. We've been taking these videos, and hopefully they will represent to you entire moments of our relationships with each other. Okay? Let's put right underneath here just for a moment, I am as God created me. See it? Say that to me now. Oh, did you say that in English? Or did you say that in your own language? I was in the production center here yesterday, and the videos are being presented in various languages, and I happened to look in on one of the videos, and the Chinese characters were being written across the bottom as translations for what I was offering. The energetic exposure in the Chinese and the idea of the characters was fascinating to me. Okay, we'll probably use this as a part of it, because whatever language you speak, and while we may express it in the idea of the necessity for a vocabulary, which is actually a symbolization of our associations of form, when in fact, while it can be enhanced by the thought, the simple recognition of each other in truth and love is really what we're demonstrating. We overcome the obstacle of pain and death and war and loneliness by the simple admission that we share the love of God. And that's occurred through our forgiveness. Yes, I am as God created me, and so are you, and so is all of the universe. And the step that you're taking now is going to lead you beyond this event horizon that crushed you down in the idea of a dark form could retain you, and you're about now to just simply expand and leave here and be gone. And in that admission will be the recognition that it actually occurred. This whole world was over a long time ago, and your recognition of that fact will occur at this time and in this place through the application of the strength and joy and love of God that abides with us at this moment. Thanks for sharing the 90s. There'll be perhaps another mind training episode that will complete the 90s and on into the hundreds. If you looked at it at days, your 90 days has been served. Your progression now has become very rapid in the conversion, and you're beginning to recognize other converting minds out in the world. You share that moment of happiness in the realization of a common conclusion not based on the dark form of this world. So thank you. Yes, you were the light of the world. Yes, all the strength and power through the miracle of the conversion of your conceptual mind is, was, and always will be available to you. And the time when you accepted it is right now. So our prayer then is to the immediacy of our recognition of a direct contact with the light not based on the old forms that we previously held. We'll see you soon. Thank you for your determination. Thank you for your resolution of mind to seek this solution and allow it to occur when it began to happen to you. Because many of you are very, very far along now in the realization of your own wholeness. And we're glad that that's true. I'll be seeing you soon. Remember, we came here together and we're leaving together. And as our Master Jesus would say to you, you will never be left comfortless. That light that we're sharing right at this moment has always been available to you. And this is the time and place when you decided to utilize it. God bless us, everyone.